The challenge is actually getting quite easier because a lot more Vincentians are becoming aware of the fact that they need to, you know, live more sustainably. And we have grown to realize that based on the amount of chemicals that we use normally, well, what we gravitated to of late, well, using so much chemicals, for example, Gramazone, Touchdown, that actually does a lot more damage to the soil than it does good. In turn, you know, the food that is grown, sometimes it lacks the nutrients, and it has basically what we could say is a ricochet effect from one state to another, and everything basically goes downhill in terms of health for us as Vincentians, well, for us as consumers on a whole. But, you know, a lot of persons have come to realize this and they have decided to gravitate more to a natural, more sustainable way of living. So, you know, it's getting quite easier.
We know that long ago, every home used to have an animal, and we used to use that manure for fertilizer. But from since the banana came, you know, we turned to a different fertilizer. And with that, we see a lot of different insects and different things in St. Vincent that is not good. And then we start to use a lot of chemicals to get rid of them, you know, and through that, the taste of the food is not there anymore. But at Richmond Vale, we use our own compost, you know, where we have our compost pile, and we tend to build back the soil where we have a lot more nutrients within the soil so that the food will, you know, have a better taste. You know, with more nutrients and this, you know, we want to push this because it's a local thing.